Do what? I ask. I know Chucha made Mommy save all our belly button cords from when we were newborns to bury in the backyard. Does Chucha also do something with a girl's first menstrual blood? Mi secreto, tu silencio, she replies, as usual. I promise not to divulge her secrets, but for the first time, I ask her to return the favor. Please don't tell Mommy. Chucha, please. She studies me for a moment, then nods as if she understands my desire for privacy. Everything will be all right, she promises, echoing Mundine's words from the night before. Mr. Washburn is already here with good news. Your sister is leaving today. La amiga Susie is going as well. I feel relief to hear that my sister will be safe, even though it means Lucinda has to go away. It's like one of those operations where they save your life but take out some big part of you. You will be flying too one day soon, Chucha reminds me. But right now we have to get someone else out of the house. She glances over her shoulder at the door to Lorena's room. Come with me. She leads the way into her room, hung with purple cloths at the window, a sweet, herbal smell in the air. We stop in front of a picture of a saint with a flickering votive candle in front of it. The saint isn't Santa Lucia because she doesn't have a little tray in her hands with her eyeballs rolling around, and it isn't Santa Barbara because she doesn't have a crown on her head and a tower behind her back. This saint has long hair and wears a red tunic and sandals and wields a huge sword above a disgusting-looking dragon with a tiny human face. San Miguel, Chucha intones, protect this house from all enemies, expel the bad. Bring all to safety who dwell within. Amen.